The management of the Jumoke Hospital in Lagos State has reportedly caused havoc and put the lives of their patients in jeopardy, having mistakenly employed two men as medical doctors without the basic knowledge of the profession. According to media reports, the two fake doctors, Poroe Franklin, 26, and Ayadel Busiga, 36, have been arrested for harming the patients, who came to the hospital before it was discovered that they were fake doctors. The suspects were said to have forged doctors' licenses with folio number 89686 and presented them to the hospital management for employment as medical doctors on January 1, 2022, and were employed without the management verifying if actually they graduated from medical school. However, while they were working, they were said to have relied on Google Medical Search to treat patients in the hospital, and in most cases, the condition of some patients worsened due to the wrong diagnosis. The suspicion was finally exposed after their activity was reported to the police at Area Midimu Command, and the area commander ordered their investigation. They were arrested and detained at the command for interrogation, where it was discovered that they were fake doctors and had been putting the lives of patients in the hospital in grave danger. Having been found culpable after thorough interrogation, the police charged them before the Ejigbo Magistrates Court for conspiracy and impersonation by causing harm to the patients coming to the hospital. The first defendant, Franklin, admitted that he committed the alleged offense and pleaded guilty, while the second defendant, Busiga, pleaded not guilty. Prosecutor, S.P. Benedict Abokan, then asked the court to give a date for facts and sentence and hearing the first and second defendants respectively. Presiding Magistrate, K.A. Ario, ordered the first defendant to be remanded in custody pending when he will be brought for facts and sentence, while the second defendant was granted bail in the sum of number 500,000 with two sureties in like sum. They were remanded at the correctional center at Kirikiri Town, Lagos, pending when he will perfect his bail conditions, while the matter was adjourned till December 20 for a hearing.